Your campaign website describes the U.S. as a welcoming nation of immigrants, yet many refugee advocates found fault with your decision last November to call for a temporary halt on refugees from Syria. Here's what you said at the time.
What I'm calling for is a pause because the first job of every government is to keep its people safe. That includes immigrants and refugees who are here. And if we don't have safety, we cannot have a free society. And that ultimately is what allows us to stand for the values that we all hold so dear.
Now, since then, as you know, the situation in Syria has become only more dire. And now refugees from Syria are coming into this country. Given your concerns, given your druthers, Governor Hassan, should that be happening?
After Paris, I thought it was very appropriate, in light of concerns raised by the FBI and the CIA, that we take a temporary pause in bringing in refugees, because the FBI and CIA directors had expressed concerns that the vetting program was under-resourced and not working the way it was supposed to. I thought that was appropriate then. I wish that the administration had taken us up on that and really looked at the concerns raised by our national security and homeland security experts about the vetting program. Since that time, I have been focused on making sure that we're doing everything in New Hampshire from a homeland security point of view to make sure that we continue to be safe. We've done everything from put more troopers on the road to increase active shooter trainings and school safety plans. But we also need, as a country, to continue looking at all of the entryways into the United States and making sure that we are adjusting and strengthening those vetting systems and those entryways in light of an evolving threat.
Well, and experts that we've talked to say serious security holes do exist, but not with refugees, with tourism visas, with student visas. For refugees, they say, you know, the vetting process is long, extensive. It takes at least a year, often two, sometimes three. How do you feel about that criticism, Governor Hassan, that fears about refugees are misplaced, that those are the last people we should really be looking at as harmful?
I think when you listen to the FBI and CIA directors, and also we know that ISIS has targeted the refugee system, it's appropriate to take a temporary pause and make sure it is safe. That's what you do to maintain safety and to make sure things are working. Now, it's also really important that we not demonize any single group or entity, and that we continue to be the welcoming country that we always have been. But the two are not mutually exclusive. We can be strong and we can be safe and welcoming. But it is important when critical national security leaders like the head of the FBI and the head of the CIA say, hey, the vetting system as described on paper isn't working the way it's supposed to and is under-resourced. We can't do our job. I think at that point, it is really appropriate to take a temporary pause and do what we need to do to adjust and address the issues that they're raising. I'm very disappointed that almost a year after the Paris attacks now, Washington still hasn't done anything to truly address this issue.
So
and think about what might have happened.
I
think a temporary pause that could have addressed those issues would have been a good thing, and I think it still would be a good thing to do. Temporary. We have a big humanitarian crisis for sure, and the United States has always played a role in addressing humanitarian crises. But what concerns me is that everybody in Washington reverted to their corners here, and we still haven't addressed those issues. And that's something we could have done if we hadn't gotten into a partisan back and forth about this.
What does that mean, reverted to their corners?
Well, what that means is that one side said we shouldn't bring in any refugees, and the other side said we should keep the system exactly as it is. And I think there are legitimate safety and security concerns that were raised, and they can be addressed. And I also think we have to continue to be the welcoming, inclusive nation that we've always been that strengthened us.